Jesus Nation! So Frank and Heidi will be joining us later, but let's check in with the rest of the crew. Hey, family!
Hey, what's up?
Listen, we're still very full from Thanksgiving, but that is not going to stop us because we have a brand new Smash Alert.
Ooh. That's right, yup. And Gary, my girl Missy Elliott gave you a cute read, honey, and I'll explain it a little bit. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Now listen, this past Saturday was live, and because it was fight night, everybody was so excited.
Ooh, yes.
And fans from around the world tuned in to see the main event of Iron Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr., and it was an undercard with YouTuber Jake Paul and former NBA player Nate Robinson. Jake knocked out Nate Robinson in minutes into the second round, and the internet wasted no time with the memes. I've seen all types of stuff.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
But everybody wanted to see if Mike still had them hands, and both dudes were in tip-top-ish shape, but there were no knockouts, and the fight ended in a draw. But during a post-fight press conference, Mike admitted that he has a pre-fight ritual that some people would be shocked about, but not if you really know Mike.
Yeah.
He likes a little puff-puff past on a little 420. You know what I mean? If you don't believe me, check out what he had to say.
I can't stop smoking. I smoke during fights. I used to have to smoke. I'm sorry. I'm a smoker. I smoke every day. I never stop smoking. It's just who I am. It has no effect on me from a negative standpoint. It's just what I do and who I am and how I'm going to die. There's no explanation. There's no beginning. There's no end.
I mean, it was pretty fitting because the fight was sponsored by Weed Maps, for one. Snoop Dogg performed at the fight and did the commentary. Brat, do you think he lit one up with Mike before getting in the ring?
Oh, absolutely. If he's saying that's his ritual, you know Snoop got the best of the loud. They absolutely burned one down before he stepped into the ring, especially if that's what he does. I mean, he's got crops and stuff and weed investments, so we know he did that, honey.
You know what's so funny is Snoop was so funny and chill. I could believe it was that weed high that had him being so funny doing the commentary. I loved it.
So, Sherry, do you think Mike Tyson was smoking, honey, when he bit off Evander's ear? Because I don't think that was a weed bite or anything like that. I think he probably was just a vicious person.
Gary, no. It wasn't a viciousness. Now that I know he'd be taking the puff-puff pass, I know that he had the munchies so big because that's the only reason he had never bitten an ear off. And when you got the munchies, you don't care what's in front of you, you gonna eat it, including Holyfield's ear.
All right, y'all, it's time for another Right. The woman's champion, the greatest of all time, Lori Harvey, is back on the scene. But this time, she went all the way to Wakanda to get her a man. Yeah, the model was spotted with the sexiest man alive, Michael B. Jordan.
What?
The two were seen deboarding a plane together on Thanksgiving Eve with matching sweatsuits on. Now, word on the street is the two met through friends back in August while Lori was still dating Future. But now it looks like Michael might have went to enjoy Turkey Day with the Harveys. I imagine that was a beautiful, beautiful way to spend Thanksgiving. I can only imagine.
Listen, Lori Harvey is doing what needs to be done. If you're going to be with Future, you need to be planning your future, okay? She was planning her next step. Honey, and when she skipped out on him, she had this one already lined up, baby.
Yo, hello. Portia, I saw on the internet somebody said Lori Harvey doesn't belong to the streets. The streets belong to Lori Harvey.
That's it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little disappointed because in my mind, I was really hoping that Michael B. Jordan would go over to the vintage side, the classic car side. I was hoping, but
Cougar
it's game. Okay. But Lori, Lori Harvey is very beautiful. Do what you gotta do, girl. Let him go. Lori be getting him and letting him go. And I go on, girl.
Yes.
But anyway, so Brad, this is a cute thing, Brad. I noticed that Lori and Mr. Michael, honey, they were wearing matching jogging suits, just like you and Judy dressed alike, honey. So, so that mean that they're official, or that mean they just, honey, found some suits on sale and they just wore them to the airplane?
First of all, Gary, my baby gets nothing on sale. She pays top dollar for everything and she does not wear jogging suits. Now, that might be me, very comfortable, but she always goes out cute. She don't play around with that. So, miss me with that once again, Gary, with your negativity. You such a Debbie Downer.
Brett be like, forget your question. Let me gather you real quick, Mr. Gary.
Yes, she does.
Gary, hashtag
is Brad gathering.
Now, speaking of gathering, Gary, last week, Cody, I tried to warn you about coming for my girl, Missy Elliott, okay? Now, remember, y'all, we did this story about Missy paying for a stranger's wedding dress. Don't you remember that, Gary?
I don't recollect that.
What? Oh, you don't? Okay, well, let me refresh your memory, niece. Let's roll that tape.
She bought this woman a damn dress because, honey, she was moving. If you moving, that means you don't need that dress, honey, until you could afford it. They got kids on the street starving. She could have gave them some money.
That looked and sounded like you, Gary. That was you.
Well, Gary, Missy saw the show. She watched the show, and she hit up our Dish Nation Instagram account, and here was her response. It said, "Add so-so, Brad, love you, sis, so much. And much love at Portia for real. Gary, I don't speak on the people I've helped during these hard times, but in this case, I also paid 22 people rent, Gary. Much love."
Oh, wow.
Now, she did something really special for a lady that couldn't walk. She sent her granny a wheelchair. Like, y'all don't know what she does. She does a lot of amazing things behind the scenes, and she don't want praise for it because it comes from her heart.
Well, first of all, Sherry, I want to say, I like Missy, honey. Missy wrote one of my favorite songs, Sock It To Me, and she just socked it to me. But, ooh, I could take it like a pro, you know. I'll just
say all right, guys. The Saved by the Bell reboot just premiered last week, and it's already in hot water. One episode of the show, which airs on the Peacock platform, joked about Selena Gomez's kidney transplant. Why?
Now, I know for a fact that Selena Gomez's kidney donor was Justin Bieber's mom. God, I wish that I had my phone so that I could prove it. Prove what? That you're an idiot? It was Demi Lovato's kidney. They're best friends, like you and I were.
You might have guessed that did not go over well, because after being called out on social media by Selena fans, Peacock, NBC, Universal, and the show's producers, they made this statement. They said, "We apologize. It was never our intention to make light of Selena's health. We have been in touch with her team and will be making a donation to her charity, the Selena Gomez Fund for Lupus Research at USC."
First of all, life and death is not a joke. And I just do not understand how time and time again, it gets written, it gets approved, and then it gets aired, it gets shot, then it gets aired. Like, how nobody along that lines was like, this isn't cool.
Right.
It, to me, it's just despicable. And I think they need to give them damn near $1 million to her lupus charity, okay? And that's how we'll take your apology, because that was so wrong.
We accept.
All right, y'all, up next, Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner are going thirst trapping. But don't worry, ladies, you know I got your back. We got some men coming up, too. See you soon.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Woo! And welcome to the party, Heidi and Frank.
What's up, everybody? Well, all right, I think it's the moment we've all been waiting for. It's and say it with me if you like to. It's it's thirst trapping with the stars. Not bad. We're gonna kick it off with the queen of the thirst trap. I'm of course talking about Kim Kardashian.
Oh yeah, look at that.
She's just chilling there in her walk-in closet, you know, like we all do, and kept it simple with the caption, "Reflecting." I of course think it's a thirst trap. I think it's highly photoshopped.
This closet like is thirst trapping for other closets. Like, look how big this thing is. You can
that's
live in
a
there.
Big closet. Do you think that's what she's reflecting on? Oh, I need a bigger closet. And I can't do Kardashian like you, Heidi.
Maybe she's reflecting on, am I still married to Kanye West? Who else she got, Sherry?
Well, we're going to keep it in the family, Heidi, because we've got Kim's youngest sister, Kylie Jenner. Now, she also kept her caption really simple. She said, "All good."
I'm trying to figure out what she's doing with her left hand.
Kind of shocked she posted this.
Maybe she's looking at a ring on her finger.
Maybe. Oh, new ring. Maybe. Yeah, that's a possibility.
That's her left hand. Maybe she's got engaged.
Do you make your hand look like a monster's claw to look at a ring? That's just, look at my new engagement ring. Look at it. Look at it.
All right, let's keep it in the bathing suit realm. And I'm going to talk about Greg Norman, the Australian golf legend. He is 65 years old.
world.
These beach pics with the caption, a man and his dog on a Sunday. Whoa. His nickname's the shark, but I think it should have been Greg Enorman. He's enormous.
You said his nickname is the shark. This should be the great white shark right here going on.
Oh, yeah.
This hell is, yeah. I can't believe it. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right, last but not least, we've got Chris Hemsworth, a.k.a. Thor. He dropped this workout pic with his muscles and veins popping out, and he said, cheat day today, decided to treat myself to an extra large donut. Gosh, it's heavy.
Can I tell you who I think is really Thor?
Who?
Greg Norman's wife.
Yeah. Right. She's slinging that hammer, buddy.
Okay, first of all, I love this thirst trap because if he's flipping a tire over, I weigh just as much as that tire. I'm loving his arms. And apparently, Frank, why do you guys always work out with no underwear? Like, he's got no drawers on.
It's better to do that.
I'm looking at those arms and that booty. That booty and those arms straining. Good grief. Jeez.
I got to tell you, though, he is not that impressive down below, like on the legs. Like, he is a guy that works the upper half. Yeah,
he wasn't gifted in the calves department.
Not really. Not
but
much.
You know what?
Too many days skipping leg day.
Yeah, he skipped the leg day. I'll wrap my legs around that booty. I'm going to tell you that, boy.
Ooh, Sherry's got it bad for Thor.
Let me do the leg work.
All right,
work.
Well, speaking of being in shape, Headcrack has an offer for you.
Let's face it, we all put on a few pounds this time of year. But this year, you won't have to thanks to our friends over at D-Herbs. D-Herbs has been helping people cleanse, strengthen their immune system, lose weight, and stay healthy for over 15 years. Our friend, CEO of D-Herbs, A.D. Dolphin, recently joined us with real life success stories, Melody and Nicole, and their results are amazing.
So the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go. 53?
Yes, 53 pounds.
So when I was introduced to the full body cleanse, I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life-changing.
The cleanse just works, and in only 20 days. No need to starve yourself. Keep that weight off this season, and right now you can get a nice discount at checkout with the promo code DISH. Go to dherbs.com, promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Woo!
Hey!
And welcome to the party, Heidi and Frank.
What's up, everybody? Well, all right. I think it's the moment we've all been waiting for. It's and say it with me if you like to. It's
okay.
It's Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Okay.
Not bad. We're going to kick it off with the queen of the thirst trap. I'm, of course, talking about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
She's just chilling there in her walk-in closet, you know, like we all do, and kept it simple with the caption, reflecting. I, of course, think it's a thirst trap. I think it's highly Photoshopped.
This closet like is thirst trapping for other closets. Like, how big this thing is. You can
that's
live in
a
there.
Big
closet.
Do you think that's what she's reflecting on? Oh, I need a bigger closet. And I can't do Kardashian like you, Heidi.
Maybe she's reflecting on, am I still married to Kanye West? Who else you got, Sherry?
Well, we're going to keep it in the family, Heidi, because we've got Kim's youngest sister, Kylie Jenner. Now, she also kept her caption really simple. She said, all good.
I'm trying to figure out what she's doing with her left hand.
Kind of shocked she posted this.
Maybe she's looking at a ring on her finger.
Maybe. Oh,
new ring.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a possibility.
That is the left hand. Maybe she's got engaged.
Do you make your hand look like a monster's claw to look at a ring? That's just, look at my new engagement ring. Look at it.
All right, let's keep it in the bathing suit realm. And I'm going to talk about Greg Norman, the Australian golf legend. He is 65 years old. These beach pics with the caption, a man and his dog on a Sunday. Whoa. His nickname's the shark, but I think it should have been Greg Enorman. Because he's enormous.
You said his nickname is the shark. This should be the great white shark right here going on.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it.
Da-da, da-da, da-da.
All right, last last but not least, we've got Chris Hemsworth, a.k.a. Thor. He dropped this workout pic with his muscles and veins popping out, and he said, cheat day today. Decided to treat myself to an extra large donut. Gosh, it's heavy.
Can I tell you who I think is really Thor?
Who?
Greg Norman's wife.
Right. She's slinging that hammer, buddy. Hammer.
First of all, I love this thirst trap because if he's flipping a tire over, I weigh just as much as that tire. I'm loving his arms. And apparently, Frank, why do you guys always work out with no underwear? Like, he's got no drawers on.
It's more comfortable to do that. It's better to do that.
I'm looking at those arms That booty and those arms straining. Good grief. Jeez.
I gotta tell you, though, he is not that impressive down below, like on the legs. Like, he is a guy that works the upper half.
Yeah, he wasn't gifted in the calves department.
Not really. Not
but you know what?
Too many days skipping leg day.
Yeah, he skipped the leg day. I'll wrap my legs around that booty. I'm gonna tell you that, boy.
Ooh, Sherry's got it bad for Thor.
Let me do the leg work.
All right,
work.
Well, speaking of being in shape, Headcrack has an offer for you.
Let's face it, we all put on a few pounds this time of year, but this year you won't have to thanks to our friends over at D-Herbs. D-Herbs has been helping people cleanse, strengthen their immune system, lose weight, and stay healthy for over 15 years. Our friend, CEO of D-Herbs, A.D. Dolphin, recently joined us with real life success stories, Melody and Nicole, and their results are amazing.
So the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go. 53?
Yes, 53 pounds.
So when I was introduced to the Full Body Cleanse, I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life-changing.
The cleanse just works, and in only 20 days. No need to starve yourself. Keep that weight off this season, and right now you can get a nice discount at checkout with the promo code DISH. Go to dherbs.com, promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH.
Dish Nation. Okay, now, y'all, there's a new podcast in town, and it's from my very own Portia. Yay! Yay! Portia! We always root for you up here, Portia. You know you are a girl.
Portia.
So tell us what's going on with Portia for real.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for this podcast. It's already up, so you can go look it up on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. It's me. It's my mom, it's my sister, and if you know anything about our relationship from Housewives, we're crazy.
Yes.
We talk about sex, life, money, you know, just businesses, elevation, spirituality.
So, Portia, one of the shocking conversations you had was with Mama Diane, and she revealed that she might have been in a situationship her entire life. Explain that episode.
It's where you're in a relationship with somebody and it hasn't been defined. So you don't know if you're boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever. You don't have that definition there. And when you're in that type of relationship, you can often get hurt and you find out you're not really in a relationship, or you're the one that's really committed and they're not really committed to you because they may be committed to someone else. So, yeah.
Girl, you know what? It's so funny. The man that I thought was my boyfriend, he had gone to prison and he literally had talked me into marrying him. And I went and bought the ring, and he sent me a card and it said, Lisa, you're going to make me the happiest wife ever. And I was like,
Lisa, not life after lockup.
No, he sent the card to Lisa that says Sherry.
That's an epic way to find out you were in a situationship. Thank you so much for the support for my podcast, Portia For Real. You can listen this week. We have a brand new episode dropping. Just check Apple Podcast Music or wherever you get your podcast.
Dope. We love
you. There
you
go. There you go.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.